Hello students, we welcome you in logistic management in e-commerce. Myself Tushar Bhogle. I'm having 11 years experience into the procurement and logistics from the different industries like e-commerce, quick commerce, pharmaceuticals, and right now I'm doing a consultancy for the one of the prestigious FMCG company. So logistic management in e-commerce is the best vertical that you have selected, and logistics is something is it's essential in every industries, every organizations. Okay, but although the other hand, like it is the important, but it is always undervalued sector or undervalued department that what we have been so far. So yes, this e-commerce takes place the logistics into the different vertical, and right now, as you know, the e-commerce is heading to the entire different ball game in logistics. So we will understand the how things working in the e-commerce sector itself, how the logistic play a vital role in the e-commerce sector. So today's agenda is we'll work on the introduction part, the overall e-commerce market growth. We'll understand the goals of e-commerce logistics, the role of logistics and the backbone of the logistics, the technology and innovations, what are the upcoming AI generations is coming, logistic providers and strategic partnership. And along with these things, we see the case study, the real case studies and everything, what we can work on the things. Okay, so we'll proceed. But first of all, like I just want to what you can say realize, like what is the word of logistic, like any thought that how this word is derived, the logistics. So any guess, something like that, you can just think about it. So yes, logistic is the word. When you heard logistic word, you have to simply things comes, you have to movement a point from point A to B. Yes, that's right. But logistic word is derived from the military operations, the logistic, the strategic. So this kind of words is derived from the military operations. And before logistics, there was like logistics industry's revolutions from the freight forwarding, the transport, and the basic shipping, the things. And now it's coming to e-commerce. Now we are working on the dark store models, the quick commerce model. So these are the things that the logistic is enhanced day by day. Okay, so first we'll understand the e-commerce. What is the e-commerce is like? So e-commerce refers like buying and selling good service on the internet. Of course, I mean a lot of you we have already engaged in e-commerce sites multiple times in day-to-day our activities. It covers a wide range of digital activities such as online store, mobile shops, digital payment, and online marketplace. So businesses use this platform not only for transactions but also for the marketing and the customer engagement and the order fulfillment. So this is the overall that what we are really looking out, and we will understand how the e-commerce things work and what is the logistic role that what we are playing in that. So yes, today's will be the introduction section for the e-commerce has become the core driver for the growth, innovation, and across industries. And yes, in the global environment, logistic function of the strategic drivers of success by enhancing operational efficiency and reducing cost and increasing satisfaction among the customers and suppliers. So remember one thing, like logistic, we have different stakeholders, like the customers, the vendor partners. So you have to match a balance between the all the external stakeholder, the internal stakeholders. So yes, so we'll see the introduction part. So in the global digital environment, logistic has evolved from support function into the strategic enable and a competitive advantage. It ensures the efficient movement of goods, information, and services across the entire supply chain. Effective logistics enable companies to reduce cost, improve inventory plan, and enhance customer satisfaction and accelerated delivery cycle. So understand the part, like we have to fulfillment the delivery part at what level. I mean, let's say suppose the customer, suppose the vendor side. So all the external stakeholder and the internal stakeholder that we have to take care. Of course, the e-commerce companies required obviously agility integrations and the flexibility in the operation to satisfy rising consumer expectations for speed, accuracy, and transparency. Data-driven logistics system enable business to make informed decisions, optimize inventory, and convert challenges into the opportunity. So right now, data is major thing where you have to drive all the things on the data. You know, like there are different multiple AI tools are coming in the logistic industries which helps you know. So AI becomes a co-pilot in terms of your data accelerations, but the decisions what you have to take, that we have to take our own self. The AI and the digital data transformation that will help us to guide a proper data, but yeah, we have to take our own decisions. So yes, the growth of the smartphones, the affordable internet and digital payment has made the actual revolution in e-commerce. I mean, prior to this, in India alone, the smartphone users crossed 900 million by 2025. So driving rapid adoption of apps like Amazon, Flipkart, globally e-commerce is projected to reach almost $6.86 trillion by 2025. So I'll just share you my experience. You know, when I joined into the e-commerce, that time was 2015, and prior to this, you know, the gigantic player of retail industries in India, people says like, you know, this e-commerce won't survive in India, you know, because Indian customer and touch and feel wala customer, and unless they don't touch, they don't buy. But right now you can see, you know, the retail chain and the mall cultures are struggling, but e-commerce is going all-time high. Okay, so that's the thing, like, you know, the consumer behavior pattern has changed, especially after COVID things, the second boost that got for e-commerce. So that's how it is. You have to understand, like, you know, our kirana industry, like the retail industry we have seen from childhood, the normal kirana store, then it's converted to retail, then it's converted into the mall, and now it's going to e-commerce, and right now we are moving ahead of quick commerce as well. So this entire revolution, we are a fortunate generation that we have seen that. Okay, so that's how things are changing day by day. Yes, talking about India's e-commerce market is expected to grow almost 136 billion by 2026, and supported by initiatives like Digital India, rising digital literacy, and the overall online payment system. I mean, look, nowadays here and there, people are very, very comfortable in UPI payment. People are almost comfortable in all the digital transactions in terms of, you know, the people who don't have the basic education, they are also still way ahead in terms of digital use. So that's the best thing of our country. Like, you know, we are really moving so fast. So yes, retail e-commerce sales growth rates from 2025 to 2023 is vary by country with emerging market, but in India we are see the rapid expansion and rapid growth in that thing. So yeah. So in that, the role of logistic is the real backbone. I mean, to be honest, working in logistic and working for e-commerce company is something a very deliverable and a very aggressive deliverable. You have to be on the top. You have to be on the mark. You should know what the market sentiments are going on. What are the other competitors are going. So yeah, behind every online purchase lies the network of storage, packaging, transportations, and delivery activities. I mean, just imagine, you know, nowadays people, we can see, you know, the door delivery guy came at our door. We just got the shipments in a proper condition. So do you think, guys, like this is just simply, you know, we have just online, and so it's not really, it's a totally different ecosystem. The totally, you know, outside of your cities, there are huge multiple warehouses. So that warehouses connect to the multiple last mile delivery centers within your city, and then that last mile centers that deliver to your door delivery. So this is completely like, you know, B2C completely model. So yes, that we are really want to be efficient on that. As a customer demand evolved towards same day delivery, real time tracking, hassle free returns, logistics has become a really strategic differentiator rather than, you know, merely a support function. So And this, if you remember, guys, like, 5 7 years back, we took a delivery almost 5 to 6 days or within a 1 week. Nowadays things are very changed. I mean, quick commerce is something like, you'll get the next 10 minutes delivery. There are Amazon and Flipkart, they are also giving, whatever the, I mean, of course they have differentiate the categories, but there are some products we get within the same day. So delivery is the real tool nowadays for any e-commerce companies, because that's the only way where you can gain the customer trust. So yeah, the global logistic market valued at the around $8.1 trillion in 2025 and significantly influenced by the e-commerce, which drive demand for flexible and reverse logistic process. Companies evolving quick and eco-friendly technology driving into the logistic solutions gain the competitive edge and the online retail landscapes. So as I said, I'm just coming back to the one point, what is logistic? So anyone, any guess that, what you think that about logistics? So yeah, logistic is the planning, the execution, and the control of the movement of the storage goods and information from origin to the final customer. This is the basic thing. Like, logistic is the basic things from movement A to B, but it has to be with the proper storage, proper informations, and everything. In e-commerce, it ensures that product arrives quickly, accurately, at low cost, covering inbound, outbound, and reverse flow. In traditional retail, customers obtain product immediately in store, whereas e-commerce relies on the logistics to manage the behind-the-scenes process from order placement to delivery. So yeah, in retail, you can say, you can simply go to shop, you can buy whatever you want, but in e-commerce, things are very different. Like as I said, during the delivery of the storage goods and delivery in the actual delivery at your door. So that's the total different ball game. It has a complete industry, has a complete warehouse solutions are there behind this. So yeah, what is logistic? Faster delivery meet customer expectations for same day, next day, directly influencing satisfactory and loyalty. Order accuracy and reliability in picking, packaging, and delivery. Foster trust as errors can result in return, refund, and negative feedback. So yeah, that's very essential that, that orders accuracy has to be on the top. I mean, no, normally in e-commerce industries, we have 90-95% ratios, when it comes to return, because any e-commerce company, it's not about returning or it's not about defecting material. It affect on brand. That we have to remember one thing. So that's the reason logistics is very, very important. I mean, logistics is directly impacted to the brand of that company, okay? Because that shows the value, right? That gives the final impression in front of the end customer. And there we have to be very cautious in terms of logistics. So yeah, and we have to understand what are goals. So let's understand what are goals of our e-commerce logistics. The primary goals of e-commerce logistics are to, of course, the minimize cost, maximize service, and better efficiency. And of course, cost efficiency is the prima facie, okay? So cost efficiency is achieved through the proper transportation planning, proper transportation routes, proper warehouse operations, the packaging potential, the reducing the delivery cost by 15 to 20% according to industry analysis. So cost efficiency is derived in especially e-commerce logistics. It's all about how you design the solutions. I mean, let's say of your one big warehouse, how you're managing the entire transportation facilities within the cities all around. Okay, are you managing your fleets into the proper way? Like, suppose a single fleet, we are taking almost 50 to 100 shipments in a small vehicles, but sometimes same vehicles we are taking for one or two shipments. So that depend the cost efficiency. So yes, and of course the inventory planning is the major role in the cost efficiency. So yes, inventory control via real-time monitoring prevents stock out and overstocking, ensuring the product availability and the minimized storage expenses. So yeah, so this is the goal of the e-commerce logistics, the enhanced customer experience and overall, see, at the end you have to believe that, customers should get that wow experience. Unless the customer won't get that wow experience. They won't come back to your the online platform, you know. So if any e-commerce believe in the repeatable customers, you know, rather than new. So yeah, so modern logistics incorporate green practices such as electric vans, solar warehouses, recycled packaging, and the minimum carbon footprint, you know, with the target like DHL 70% electric fleets by 2020. So nowadays what happening is, you know, sustainability has taken a very vital role in any industry. So same thing, logistics also doing a better involvement, a better give their best in terms of sustainability. So yeah, sustainability, we are working on the electrical vehicles all around. You can see you must be have seen Domino's Pizza has driving the pizza delivery in the electrical vehicles, electrical bikes. So yeah, that's the initiatives of all e-commerce companies are taking for, you know, to reduce the carbon print. Yeah, so key trends of shipping, e-commerce and logistics. Yeah, one day and same day delivery has become the standard. Of course, like as I said, this is the global standard, and the global average delivery time reduced from 4 days to 90%. Consumers willing to wait to 2 to 3 days for free shipping. Okay, Q-commerce involves super fast deliveries in minutes and hours, with the market valued at $184 trillion in 2085, as seen in service like Zepto in India. So I'll just give you my experience before quick commerce. I mean, same thing, the retail industry has taken e-commerce very lightly. The same thing, e-commerce industry has also taken this quick commerce model very lightly. They said, like, you know, these things won't work, you know. Why customer want a TV or any electrical goods within 10 minutes? But what you will say, fortunately, unfortunately, the COVID affects a lot, and then people realize, okay, this is the thing, this is the new era that is beginning. That's a 10-minute delivery. So yes, so key trend of shipping, e-commerce, logistics, you know, on-demand food delivery through apps like Zomato that handles billions of orders annually, growing at 20% due to the urban lifestyle and emphasis on spend, hassle-free return, build loyalty that 70% buyers consider on the return policies, and automated system processing returns in hours to minimize frictions. I mean, as you can see, like, you know, nowadays hotels are totally overoccupied, you know. So normally our generation, we are believing the online food delivery. So that's how the customer behavior pattern has changed. Okay, and yes, the returnable policy is also very favorable. As you can see, you can order anything in Myntra. You don't like the dress, you don't like, you can just return, and simply the next day delivery guy come. So the returnable policy is also very well improved. Yeah, so key trend in shipping, e-commerce, logistics is, you know, the sustainability is prioritized. As I already discussed, the sustainability is the play a vital role. You know, the in sustainability we can focus on the fuel efficiency. We can see the packaging also, you know, the eco-friendly brands that are leading the adoption of eco packaging, the electric vehicles. So low energy warehouses, that what we are working. I mean, nowadays the big warehouse is already moving towards solar. They install the solar panels, you know, to get the green energy. So technological achievement and the advancement like AI optimized routes and reduced time by 15 to 20%, while machine learning predicts the demand and minimize waste. So we are very fortunate that we have the AI optimizations along with the proper sustainability solutions. So yes, AI, we get the data within a fraction of seconds, whatever we need, and we have to just execute. Okay, so innovations like, as I said, innovation like the self-driving trucks and drones are projected to handle 10% of urban deliveries by 2028, reducing time by 50% in pilot program. Okay, so nowadays what happens is, you know, there are in some cities, like you can see some videos on YouTube as well. So there are companies who are working on the pilot projects of drone deliveries. Okay, of course, drone deliveries also have some challenges at present, but yeah, the companies are really working very hard to deliver, you know, the maximum portions they can achieve on the drone deliveries. So yes, e-logistic activities and processes that we will learn. Okay, so that's what we can have to learn is the order processing start upon purchase, verifying details, stock payment using platform like Shopify and ERP system, with automations handling the 80% of verifications during 200% peak volume and increasing. So inventory management ensures product availability across locations via tools like NetSuite's IMS and AI forecasting, the avoiding overstocking cost up to 30% and stockout sales loss up to 10 to 20%. So what happened is, nowadays in e-commerce, like e-logistics, we have multiple ERP tools that were solely prepared for the logistics. So that gives us the proper inventory control, that gives us a proper forecasting to avoid overstocking stock, So that give us a very comfort zone to operate the actual warehouse. So yeah, e-logistics activities and process that, or that what we have learned, that warehousing and fulfillment involves storing, picking, packaging, and preparing orders in optimized centers with VMS robots enabling all the 50 to 100 orders per hour processing. Like in the bigger warehouse, we, as you can see, if you have seen that automation built in airport. So the same concept we are launched in the bigger warehouse, where our automation concept deliver segregate the shipments through pin code wise, like let's say whatever pin codes we have, that completely cater through to different pin codes. So these complete automations in segregations we have seen right now. So transportation and delivery manage last mile logistics, accounting for 30 to 35% of cost using route optimizations and crowdsource model for efficiency. That's what we are really looking out for, something like that. Yeah. So one thing we have to understand, in return management also handle reverse logistics through the system like RMS, addressing the annual cost of $890 billion. And customer interactions provide the post-purchase support via chatbots, app improving resolutions by 40% and handling 30% tracking related queries. So normally you have seen many chatbots, many apps, they can give you the live assistance. So this is the play, the live assistance that we get. And yes, e-logistic activities and process, when a customer click buy now, like what do you think, like when a customer click buy now, you just simply get this, you've done the payment and you just cart your shipments. But that's not the real picture. The real picture is, when you click the buy now, the complex chain of logistic activities begin from order validation, then order picking, the allocations, the sorting, the transportations, and the final delivery. So each step contribute the overall service quality. I mean, just imagine, like, out of this, if any vertical have the loopholes, the entire ecosystem get collapsed. I mean, let's say suppose the transportation was not provided on time, then even though you have a nice ERP or well advanced AI, things won't work. So every vertical, every element in the entire ecosystem of the logistics is very, very essentials, and that's how we have to monitor in on each and every aspect. So yeah, order placement and validations, the system verify the payment, the check stocks availability and validate delivery addresses. AI-based algorithm assess the delivery feasibilities and allocate inventory accordingly, ensure accurate time and fulfillment. So as you can see, nowadays AI done the all the what you can say, the algorithms play, the proper selections to the payment portion. So that handled by AI itself. Okay. So yeah, order processing and allocations, orders are routed to the nearest warehouse fulfillment centers. So fulfillment center, we call it FC. Fulfillment center is, I'll tell you how e-commerce work actually. E-commerce work is, let's say suppose you are living in Delhi, or you're living in Bangalore, you're living in Mumbai. So within city, you might see some small shops of, like, whatever e-commerce you have, Amazon, Flipkart, the delivery partners and everything. So, but there are bigger warehouses. Have you imagined, like, that is the only shipments we have? No. The bigger warehouses is it's developed in the outside of the main city, like Mumbai we have Bhiwandi, the Bangalore we have the Nelamangala, then the Delhi we have the outskirt of Gurgaon. So all the bigger warehouses we called fulfillment center. That is called FC. So in FC, what happened? Let's say I want a Lenovo laptop. So we made an agreement with Lenovo. So then Lenovo bring their entire shipments into the e-commerce logistic warehouse, and then the packaging of the all individual laptops to delivery to the end customer. That is the whole responsibility, and that is the whole KRA of FC. That is the vital picture I can give you about the fulfillment centers. So yes, the orders and routed nearly warehouse fulfillment centers to minimize delivery and cost, and automated data analytics enhance inventory accuracy and the efficiency, leading to the fastest turnaround. So yeah, so we'll understand the e-logistics activities and process. So you think, like, you know, there are different processes. So let's say we'll first study picking and packing. So here what happens is, you know, products and retrieve from the storage using the barcode scanner and the warehouse management system. They are securely packed to ensure safety during transit, while route optimization tool glide and the warehouse operations. And then it has done the sorting and labeling. So what happened is, you know, like, let's say a Lenovo manufacturer, any laptop manufacturer is there. He bring his entire shipment to unload in the warehouses. Let's say 1,000 of laptop or 2,000 of laptops, you know, the bulk quantity of he unload the things. Then slowly you have to using the storage into the barcode scanner. So what we can do is the individual SKUs, we do a proper barcode scanning, and through our warehouse management, I mean, there are different warehouse management system, all the ERP tools are nowadays working. So they are securely packed and then ensurely safety delivering transit. So once the picking and packing has done, then we come into the sorting and labeling. So here what happens is the packaging are scanned, weighed and sorted by destinations using automated and conveyor system. Barcodes and QR codes store tracking information for real-time shipment visibility, like we discussed before. Nowadays, automation conveyor is the, I mean, if you got any opportunity to visit a logistic site, you should visit. Otherwise, you can refer some automation conveyor videos on social media. You'll get to know, like, you know, how things are actually worked. Like, you know, like, let's say this is the overly automatically organized, you know, that every pin code shipments, they are just passing through the respective that pin code only. So it's very interesting to watch the automated conveyor system. I'm sure you guys are going to see this automated conveyor system, but if not, then you should visit. You should refer some videos, and definitely you try to visit some logistic industrial parks. So yes, e-logistic activities and process, then after sorting and labeling and everything is done, then transportations and line haul moment, what we do, that shipment moves from warehouse to distribution hub through optimized transportation management system, what is called a TMS. That system plans the route, schedule shipment and monitor fleet performance for cost and time efficiency. So here what happened is, you know, shipments move from warehouse to distribution hub, like, you know, like as I said, the big warehouse, the what we call a mother hub. The mother hub, the shipments moving from mother hub to the actual last mile delivery centers. In e-commerce, that is called delivery centers, DC. And in quick commerce, that is called the dark stores. Okay. So what happened? Like, you know, let's say I have 2,000 quantities of laptop. So that 2,000 quantities of laptop I have in my mother hub, the big warehouse. Then I have to cater that laptops into the different stores. So different stores, like okay, this is 60, this is 70, this is 40. So this has to map in advance, that, you know, that we can do a proper customized, cost optimized our fleet services. So yes, like as I said, the last mile delivery, the final stage of logistic is the delivery customer at the doorsteps. How many you have seen that a last mile delivery is very essential, because this is the most complex and, you know, a very expensive process, you know, because It's not give the total accountability. It shows the real brand value. I mean, just imagine, like, the door delivery guys are not, I mean, nowadays, you might some heard some nuisance created by any delivery agents, any delivery persons. You feel that, you feel that what things comes in your mind. You immediately hampered that brand. Why this brand is reducing? They don't have control on their people or so. Last mile delivery is very, you can say, a very people-oriented vertical and very micromanaged you have to do, like, So it can account for up to 35% of the total delivery cost. So crowdsource model and micro-fulfillment centers help reduce delays and expenses. So yeah, so this is what we have learned up to the delivery part, okay? Like from Mother Hub to the all respective centers that delivery. So this is the process of delivery, okay? Now we will learn about return management. What is return management? Return management is nothing but, okay, I don't like this shipment, I have to return, right? So this is the return management, but that has also shipment. That is a reverse logistic we call. Okay, now we have seen, like, the delivery model, see, A to B, B to C, the final customer. Now the reverse logistic, like the customer to the base city, the base city to the back to the mother hubs. Okay, that is called a reverse logistics. So in return management, always remember the thing, reverse logistic, when it comes, that belongs to return management only. Okay, so reverse logistic handle return efficiency by managing customer communications, refund and restocking. It enhance sustainability by refurbishment and recycle return product, reducing overall waste. So return management is also a very important role. But yes, nowadays in e-commerce companies, mainly focusing on the return management. How? Because as you can see, of course, if you like the product, you are happy. But what about if you don't like the product? And if on top of that, the e-commerce companies are not providing the proper services in terms of returning goods. Of course, I mean, you'll be pissed off. Like, you say, I don't like this kind of service. So return management nowadays, reverse logistics is very, very important. And all the e-commerce companies are putting their efforts, putting their energy. They're bringing the multiple new AI tools which can be reduced. Normally, as you can see, if you don't like the product, they are just immediately refund your money. So that's how the things come. So yeah, e-logistic activities and process, the customer interactions, the post-purchase support is essential for maintaining trust. So as we discussed earlier also, so here the chatbots and CRM system play a vital role, because they'll just immediately pop up and they give you the day-to-day updates, like, okay, this shipment has picked, this shipment, as you can see, the delivery status, you'll get to know, like, how things work, like they have collected shipment from you, now that shipment is received to the delivery center of your city. Now the delivery center city is moving to that shipment to the back to the warehouse. So you're going to see the entire reverse logistics cycle in your mobile itself.